Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is the podcast Woman and Mythology, and I'm your host, Maria. In today's episode, we will reflect on the story of La Mariposa, the butterfly woman, a story about the power of the body. If you haven't heard this story before, I invite you to return to the previous episode to listen to it. This will give you better insights into the interpretation and analysis that I will share today. So let's begin. In this podcast, we are tracking the wild woman archetype. And of course, for the wild woman archetype to embody our life, it needs to be comfortable in our bodies. We must be comfortable in our bodies. And unfortunately, our mainstream society has not allowed that. Women are captured in both body and soul when they are imposed one single idea of beauty and behavior. When we take for ourselves this one single idea of beauty and behavior, we are no longer free. Wild women cannot embody our lives if we are not free. We must breathe freedom and have freedom to create, to behave, to move, to feel for wild women to come alive within us. The wild woman archetype values the body for its vitality. We must refuse any kind of physical or psychological standard that does not value our wild bodies in its natural form. And when I say the natural form here, I mean the form that it was given to us. I'll speak a little bit later on that. But I want to add that it is unthinkable for the instinctual world that a woman would live fully preoccupied with her appearance or fully preoccupied trying to control her body and what it wants, what it needs, how it looks. A woman who does live fully preoccupied about that is robbing herself of her own creative life, robbing energy and time from her own self, from her soul, time and energy that she could be spent thinking, imagining, dreaming, conjuring, manifesting things that would enlarge her life in all different aspects. Here in the story of La Mariposa, we see her fully embodying the body that was given to her. Butterfly woman embodies that. She understands that a healthy body is meant to be free. This is the role of the body in the instinctual world. For the instinctive psyche, the body is a sensor. It's an informational network. It's a messenger. It is intuitive. For the imaginal world, the body is a powerful vehicle, is a spirit who lives with us. As Clarissa Pinkola Estes says, it is a prayer of life in its own right. In fairy tales, the body is considered to have two sets of eyes, one for regular vision and another for foreseeing, two sets of ears, to hear the mundane world and another to hear the soul world, two kinds of strength, muscle strength and soul strength. The body is the vehicles for shamans to fly. It is not to be transcendent. It is the umbilical cord to the other experiences. I find this idea of the body not to be transcendent and the body as umbilical cord for the experiences in the world such an important one, because we have this polarity in our society, which is one is the body to be fully mannequined and manipulated, like what we see a lot on Instagram, for example. But then we also have this other side, which is religious and spiritual, that speaks about the transcendent of the body, of us going beyond the body, not feeling the body and achieving other experiences. However, for wild women, it is not like that. It is not to be transcendent. Without the body, we cannot feel the stimulus of the outer world, stimulus that the soul need to nurture us, to inspire us. to move us. Imagine that the body informs the soul. The body can be the teacher. Would it be wise for us to denigrate such powerful teacher? Would it be wise for us to try to groom it so much that it removes its natural energy and power? Wild woman shows up in many guises, many sizes, colors, and conditions. We must be awake to recognize it. The body records and responds to all that happens in our surroundings. It senses ahead, and the body remembers everything. Every cell remembers like a sponge. To live without considering the body, this magnificent force, is to live without its rightful spirit. To think a body is ugly or unacceptable is extremely wounding to the natural joy that belongs to the wild nature. It is extremely wounding to the wild woman. It is extremely wounding to the instinctual world. This standard of beauty that is placed on women's bodies creates a sense of anxiety for women, one that robs a woman of her creative life. How many of us have stopped ourselves from doing something we believed was right, either for our career, for our creative life in a more artistic, soulful manner of speaking, for our personal lives, perhaps for a romantic relationship? How many of us has stopped a pursuit of something of the creative life because we had anxiety or we weren't confident enough in our bodies? A few simple examples of that are women who turn down opportunities to speak in public or to show their face because they are self-conscious around that. Or women who have not joined a certain group, a certain activity. It could be a sport. It could be a leisure activity like going to the beach or being in a certain space because they also had that self-conscious around their bodies. We need to remember that our bodies are like the earth. Diversity is its beauty. Its power is to feel. It is not how it looks, but the power of the body is, does it feel? And we need to remember as well that the same oppression, the same cruelty that was imposed to the earth that led to the separation of humans and nature, and it is now creating climate change, it is also imposed in women's body, the same cruelty. Where there is a wound on the bodies and psyches of women, there is a corresponding wound at the same site in nature itself. Our bodies are also our connection to the one who comes before us. It is a connection to our ancestors. To oppress our body's configuration is to oppress our mother's bodies, our grandmother's bodies, our great-grandmother's bodies. To attack a woman's body is to attack her entire lineage. To say that something on a woman's body is unacceptable, a certain shape, any kind of configuration, is to say that that shape is not accepted in its entire lineage. When we love our bodies for the way they are, we are loving our ancestors' bodies. We are honoring our ancestors. Destroying a woman's connection with the body robs a woman of her confidence. It makes her doubt her goodness and pressures her to spend all her energy thinking about the food she has eaten, the lines in her face, and other details around her body. Clarissa Pinkola Estes says that that blurs a woman's mind, that it creates a generation of neurotic and anxious women. It is robbing the psychological and spiritual treasures of women because now women are focused so much on their bodies that they cannot focus on other elements of their lives. I would like to suggest another book for those who are interested in exploring a little bit more on how this idea of beauty robs a woman from her creative power. It's actually a very famous book. You might have heard it before. It's called The Beauty Myth by Naomi Wolf. And she speaks about how this single idea of beauty, it is one of the elements that were created by our patriarchal society to keep women in check in some ways. It is almost like women will never have that gender equality that we so much desire and speak of until this one single idea and standard of beauty is lifted. Because this occupies a woman so much in a conscious or unconscious way that it holds her back. So for those who are interested in exploring a little bit more how our bodies can be source of power to us, but at the same time, they can also become a huge burden that destroys our creative life, I would definitely recommend this book, The Beauty Myth, and especially for those who would like to understand the historical and political configuration that led us to this single idea of beauty. Now returning and drawing parallels with the story of La Mariposa, I would like to add that in the tale, and perhaps many of us, when thinking of a woman called the butterfly woman, we imagine something fragile, something young. However, what it is given to the public in that ceremony, in that performance, it is actually an old and bigger woman. And why is that? I love that the butterfly, it's actually the symbol for psyche, for the soul. And of course, the soul is old. The soul is ancient. It can never be a young maiden. But the opposite needs to be a queen, a crone, a woman who have experienced life, a woman, as the story says, who is allowed to touch everyone. And she is here, butterfly woman, to awaken us. As she dances, she says, I am here, here, here. Awaken you, you, you. This is a call to awaken us about the power that we hold in our bodies. Clarissa Pinkola Estes says, the power of the body is to feel. Does it feel a wide spectrum of feelings, or is it paralyzed? We must be able to fall back in love with our bodies like the butterfly woman, like La Mariposa. We must understand the power of the body like La Mariposa. And if we have gone through oppressive and self-destructive moments in our lives, or we are going through this now in relation to our bodies, we must be able to transform these experiences into joy and a strong sense of self. In the book, Women Who Run with the Wolves, Clarissa tells a beautiful little example and story of, I believe it was a friend of hers who was born and had separate teeth. Her front teeth were separate. And in her family, in her culture, that was a sign of being a liar. And she grew up being told that and internalizing that information, internalizing that feeling, until that as an adult, she is traveling through Gambia in West Africa, and she meets a tribe, a community that tells her that this split between her teeth was an opening of God. And it was understood by them as a sign of wisdom. This story helped this woman to change her perspective around herself, and she created a strong sense of self around that. So Clarissa really encourages us to do the same, to find these stories that will bring us a strong sense of self, not one that is self-destructing. We must stop the dissection and the carving of our bodies. We must change the attitude towards ourselves. Let's take back our real dynamic self-acceptance and self-esteem. One that does not need to look a certain way to feel confidence, but that knows that their value and the value of their body exist simply because it can feel. In my groups and programs where we discuss this subject in much more depth, I witness women share stories that are very moving about how their bodies have been oppressed and how much strength it takes to regain confidence in the body. And I would say as well that regardless of our age, regardless of the moment we are in our lives, this is a work that we need to be conscious and constantly doing. A work that is about self-acceptance and love and finding power in our bodies, not transcending the body, not pretending that our bodies does not matter, but the opposite, giving its real value, seeing it and loving it for its full power. And this is also a journey we must be checking in with ourselves, because as we grow and as we age, our bodies will change and we will need to accept a new form of our body, a new configuration, a new type of movement of feeling in the body. For us to close our episode today, I will leave you with some questions to reflect around your body and your relationship with your body. Does your body feel a range, a spectrum of feelings, or is it paralyzed? Are you strong enough to refute the party line and listen deep, listen true to the body as a powerful and holy being? What can Butterfly Woman teach you? I hope you enjoyed this episode, and feel free to connect with me and share more about your stories, your insights around the body and around the story of La Mariposa. You can connect with me through Instagram at Woman and Mythology or through my website, womanandmythology.com. I would really love to hear from you. And in our next episode, I will share the story of the feral woman, a woman who, through her journey, ends up falling into traps and cages. Until then, I wish you right connection to your body.
Network.